There are county fairs and fun fairs, even a state fair, but coming up June 2nd in Ypsilanti, there will be an expungement fair. This is Lisa Berry, and here to explain what that is all about is Johnny Epp, Service Center Manager of the Michigan Works Washtenaw Service Center, and Herb Fluker. He's a career advisor for Michigan Works as well. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa, for having us.
First, just to clarify, what do you mean when we say we're talking about expungement?
For expungement, you know, we want to get those backgrounds off people's backgrounds so they can be able to get jobs or housing, employment, things like that. So you may have something that's been on your record for 10 years, 15 or 20 years, and it's stopping you from getting employment or housing. And so we would like to remove that from your background.
You can get it completely removed?
Yes.
Who has to do that?
Well, we work with the prosecution office, the county sheriff department, public defenders, and the state of police. And so we partner together with those individuals and try to help out the community with this.
So how does it work? Did you come up with this idea yourself?
I didn't come up with the expungement idea, but I had the idea of helping the community out with this resource. I had a few individuals that came inside our service center and was like, Mr. Epps, I heard you can expunge my record. And I had to do some background check to see what that involved. And having my coworker here, Herb Fluker, who is a retired state of police officer, he was able to explain to me how this could work. And I said, Herb, I think this is something that we need to do.
What was your input, Herb?
Well, basically, Lisa, my input was I knew all of the parties and how an expungement actually takes place. And one of the most important things was to reach out to partners who are involved in the expungement process. For example, the prosecutor's office is a main player, so we approached the Washtenaw Prosecutor's Office. The public defender's office is a good player, and we approached the Washtenaw Public Defender's Office. We also approached the state police because they allowed us. They're the holder of the criminal history record in the state of Michigan, so when an individual goes to court and they get convicted, that information is sent to the Michigan State Police, where that's where the record is generated. And now they have a website called iChat, which you can go on iChat. And to a normal individual, you pay $10, and then you can see what's on your criminal history record. But our partnership with the state police, they were able to allow us to set up free access for the people on the committee. And we would run the person's iChat or criminal history records to find out actually what's on there.
So they're all on board with this upcoming expungement fair. The county sheriff, I know, Washtenaw County Sheriff, State Police, the prosecutor's office.
Yes, indeed.
What will it look like? How will people even know to come, or what will they need to do if they want to attend?
Well, first, we would like to have them attend a pre-screening. And there were certain pre-screening dates at various locations. Me and Johnny went to Dexter. We went to Manchester. Every Tuesday afternoon, it was over on Harris Road at the Washtenaw Literacy Community Opportunity Center, who's another one of our partners in this. And every Friday leading up to June 2nd, there was pre-screenings at our service center. And a person would just come in and talk to one of us, and we would run their iChat and get their criminal history record, and then they would move on from that point.
What kind of crimes are we talking about, and how long ago do they have had to have happened to qualify for the expungement?
Well, state law says that you can only have one felony on a maximum of two misdemeanors and still be eligible for an expungement. The time period is usually 5 years after the latest action on that particular case. So 5 years after the last day of court, 5 years after the last day of parole, probation, or incarceration. And then if you fell into those crimes that are actually expungible, then you're good. And some of those that are not, of course, homicide isn't an expungible crime. Neither is things like CSC, you know, or criminal sexual conduct. Those are not expungible. So we'll be able to look at that criminal history record, run the information through a pre-screening tool, you know, put together by Michigan Poverty Law Organization. They put together a pre-screening tool, run right through there. It takes about 10 minutes for us to know whether or not you're eligible.
Is that the only part of the process, checking their record, or do you have interviews and meet them face-to-face and get kind of a character assessment?
Good question, Lisa. Well, we don't go by any character assessment. If you're eligible, then at the fair on June 2nd, you come in. We'll have people there from the Sheriff's Department to do free fingerprinting, which is a requirement. We'll have pre-screeners there from Michigan Works. We're going to have legal attorneys who will talk to you pro bono if necessary, if it's a complicated case. And they're from, like, Michigan Legal Help is one of our partners, Washtenaw Public Defender's Office, and they'll have be there to help you. But the goal is that you come in, we pre-screen you. If you're eligible, we'll help you fill out the application, we'll fingerprint you, and then when you leave there, your packet is completed to send off to the necessary parties, and then you just have to wait for the court date.
And then A court date?
Yes.
What's that part?
Well, the court date is one day, if you're indeed eligible, and like I said, the fingerprints get sent to the state police, and the prosecutor gets its turn to see if you're eligible, so does the attorney general's office to see if they want to appeal against a possible expungement. And if everything goes right, they set you up for a court date in front of a judge in the court of conviction, and you go in there and the judge will ask you a couple of questions, and if you can answer those questions, basically, hey, what have you been doing since this conviction? You stayed out of trouble. And if you did, generally they're going to say, okay, good, you have your expungement, and they'll take either the felony or the two misdemeanors off your record. They'll send information up to the state police, and the state police will go, hey, we got the court order. We're going to take it off. The whole process takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on when they can squeeze you into court.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a simple process. Do you have a lot of employers who are anxious to work with you on this, and they're okay with since they've gone through the process?
Yes, we have employers that will be on site come Saturday, June 2nd, because if you have individuals that are not eligible for expungement, we don't want them to leave empty-handed. So we'll have employers there that will be looking to hire individuals also, too.
Even if they can't get expunged.
Correct.
So how many employers are interested in the potential employees you might be able to offer them?
Well, you know, we have a lot of employers that's very interested in this expungement. But on site Saturday, we may have 4 to 6 employers that will be on site doing on-site interviews.
And this is in Ypsilanti, Washtenaw County, right?
Yes, it is.
And and what is the overall benefit to the community by something like this?
Well, the benefit is, you know, helping individuals get employment. So you have individuals that get employment or housing, that helps the whole community out. And so it gives them opportunity and hope that a crime they committed years ago when they were younger or things like that too can be off their record to help them in the future.
And once you do get an expungement, is it on your record that you've been expunged, or is it just completely erased clean?
Well, it's not completely erased. The information is not available to the general public. If you apply for the FBI will be able to see that on there. But if you go to Ford Motor Company, for example, you know, Ford Motor Company isn't going to be able to see it. And you can literally go in and somebody asks you, have you ever been convicted of a crime? If you had it expunged or set aside, you can honestly say no.
So this is pretty much a very technical legal process, but do you feel like you're changing people's lives?
I think we are changing lives. This is our second year doing this, and we had an individual that participated last year, came to see Mr. Fluker and I about a month ago and had his record expunged, and he was very excited. And so it works. So we just want to give opportunity to community, opportunity to individuals that it does work. It can be an easy process, but just come to Michigan Works and we can help you with this.
How can people find out more, and when and where is the expungement fair?
It'll be Saturday from 10 to 4 o'clock, Saturday, June 2nd, and it will be at Washtenaw County Michigan Works Service Center, 304 Harriet Street. And it's on Facebook, all social media sites, and postings have been put up around the county.
And we'll put it up on WEMU.org. Johnny Epps is the Service Center Manager of the Michigan Works Washtenaw Service Center. Herb Fluker is a career advisor there. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you
so much.
We appreciate
really appreciate it.